Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Ziva Kogan Bekarov, and Chana Reza Basmirim Rivka, Leda Kale Leil Barav Shalim, Ramecha Varvisha Sagidov, Larichus Yamim, Bishanim Tovos. Shall be a schutz to my dear friend Rav Yosef. You know who you are. Hashem knows who you are for encouraging me to continue giving these shiurim. We took a little bit of a break. We hope to continue. Hashem should give us the koach and the capacity and the ability to continue at full speed, and hopefully at some point complete Rubo Kakula of the Sefer Shev Shmaitza. So we are on Perek Beis, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Yud, and we begin. The Gemara says in Ksubis and Dav Yud Amar Aleph, Itmar, Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Chachamim, Tignu Lam, Lus Yisrael, the Basul, Masayim, Lomana, Mona, Vehem Aminu, Shimamar, Pesach, Pesuch, Matzasi, Nam, on the Chachamim, were Metakein, for the Benos Yisrael, that a girl who's a Besula receives 200 zuz and a ksuba, and an almana, 100 zuz a mana. And they believed the man to say that if he found the Pesach Pesuach, that he's believed that the Pesach was really Pesuach, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So what did the Chacham help with their takana? Takana was for the benefit of the girls, they should have a nice ksuba. So if you're believing every guy with a Pesach Pesuach, so what'd you help? Every guy can just say Pesach Pesuach, and he's off the hook. Answers the Gemara Merava. Chazaka in Adam Tarech Besuuda Umafsido. We have a chazaka that a man doesn't toil and make an entire meal, a wedding meal, prepare for a wedding meal and make a whole wedding meal, which costs a lot of money in Tircha, and then lose it. You can assume that if he made the Suuda, that he really intended to keep this girl. So if he says Pesach Pesuach, he's believed. If despite the fact that he made the Seuda, he still claimed Pesach Pesuach, he's believed, because he wouldn't say it unless it was really true. Correct the Ramban, Viksha Ramban, the Gamim Ksuba Da Raisa, Lamelo Yehe Naamon. So the Mashmos of the Gemara is that he's only believed because Ksuba is Derabanan. Vehem Haminu, they believed him. Chachamim Tiknu Lehem Lebenos Yisrael Lebesula Masayim. It's all based on the Takanas Chachamim. Only because this is Takanas Chachamim, he's believed. Only because this is Takanas Chachamim, we come onto the Chazaka in Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. But if it would be Daraisa, then he wouldn't be believed. For the Ramban, why wouldn't he be believed? Lama lo yeneman? Atu man de mapik shtara bitnai, milo amrinan le zil kayim tanoch. Vahachinami, kevin shuome shematza bisula. Lama yia neman afilu below time aden adam terech besuda kein hikshar ara. If somebody takes out a shtar and there's a tenai in the shtar, don't we tell him to go be makayim the tenai? So to hear, since he says that he found her to be a baula, why shouldn't he be neman even without the reason of ein adam terech besuda? The whole ksuba was given al tanai that she's a besula. So it's incumbent upon the Baal Ashtar, in other words, the woman, to prove that the tanai was fulfilled in order that she can collect from her ksuba. Like every shtar that has a tanai, that the Baal Ashtar has to prove that the tanai was fulfilled in order to collect the shtar. So why do we need to come on to Ein Adam Terech Besuda and say it's only because Takanas Chacham and they believed him? Say even if it's Daraisa. A man is allowed, believed to say Pesach Pesuch because she has to be Mekayim the Tanai in the Shtar. That is the famous Kasha of the Ramban. There's a lot to say. I'm hoping, Beli Neder, that in a future Shir, we're going to go deeper into this. There's a lot of Achronim who ask on the Ramban. This is the famous Kasha in the Ramban that everybody talks about. Ubitosis, Dibar Amas, Sham Dibar Amas, Chazaka. Tosis there also has a Kasha. Tenach beishes koin opchusam ibas gimel mibas shalosh de mitzra lei hilkoch kevon de mafsida nemon. Tosfos asks, on this reason of ein adam terech besuda mafsida. Tosfos says, I understand that if she's a Be'eshes Kohen, meaning there's only one suffix, there's not a suffix of onus or ratzon, because it doesn't matter if it's onus or ratzon, she's usher no matter what. So there's only one suffix there, or pusim ibas shalosh, there's no suffix of tachtav rein or tachtav, she doesn't have besulin, and she got married when she was less than three, that means that it happened tachtav. Because if it would have happened before she got married, then the besulin would have come back, so it must be tachtav. The only question is onus or ratzon, there's only one suffix. That alpidin she's usher to him. So if that's the case, we understand why we have to come on to the chazaka ben antrech besuda mafsida. Since because of his taina he can no longer keep her as a wife, he's mafsid his tircha of the suda. But we have a kasha from an eshes Yisrael gadol. We have a regular girl, a 15-year-old girl, gets married, and he says there's a pesach pesuch, make her 18, 20. He says she has a pesach pesuch. There's this fake sveika that she's mutter. Maybe it happened before the Erisin, and even if it happened after the Erisin, maybe it was bonus, and Eishes Yisrael, a bonus is Muteris. If so, it's not shayach to say here, Ein Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. Why? Because he can keep her as a wife. This is fake sveika, they're going to remain married. All he gets out of the deal is that he gains. He doesn't lose anything. He doesn't lose the wife. He just gains. If you say he loses the wife, then you can say the chazaka ben antrech besuda mafsida. But here he doesn't lose a wife. All he does is he gains. What does he gain? That he, instead of having to pay 200 when the time comes, he only has to pay 100. And he keeps her as a wife. So on the tzad that she's mutter to him, what's the chazaka ben antrech besuda mafsida? There's no hefsid. It's only a gain. And continue to us. So l'man, the omer na'mi l'kaman kintza b'chazik besuda v'nitza spula in l'ksuba klal. Nicha da hashtanami mafsido, shrei mekach tosu. Avalamandi amar yesh laksuba mone, lo mafsid midi, ala shaba lafsida miksuba sa mone, avalasuda loy mafsid, vamai mehimin. So Bishlam, according to the Mandi Amar, that if you marry a woman b'cheskas besula, and it turns out that she's really a ba'ula, she has no ksuv at all, we understand very well, because there's a machlok, it's in ksubas nafyud beiz amad aleph, and there's din of kinsa b'cheskas besula, and she turns out to be a ba'ula, there's one Mandi Amar that holds that, it's a mekach tos, and she loses her ksuv l'gamrei. And if he wants to keep her as a wife, he has to be mekadesh her once again, and he has to marry her once again. That's the opinion of Tosis, like the Beis Shmuel writes in Ebenezer Simon Samachesiv Karnuchov Dalid. And there's another Mandi Omar, that it's not a Mekach Tos, and she doesn't lose, all she loses is one money, because Mekar the Ksubas Matayim, and now it turns into a money, like a Bula. So Tosis is saying that Bishlam, according to the opinion, that it's a Mekach Tos, and she has no Ksuba, so we understand that Ein Antrech Besuda Mafsida, that even though she's not usher to him, but through his taina, he's mevatel the kiddushin, and he's mafsid the whole tarach of the suuda. But according to the man d'omer that she has a ksuba mone, and he's not mevatel the kiddushin. If that's the case, he's not mafsid the suuda at all. He's just marviach. He just gains this mone that he's mafchis, that he subtracts from the ksuba's wife. So why should he be naman? He also says that be'emes, Aneshis Yisrael Gadol, according to the Man D'Omer, that she has a Ksuba Mana, he's not Naaman to say Pesach B'Such Matzatz. It's only according to the Man D'Omer that there is going to be a loss here. Suik Shubit Taisvis, and it tells the Raslam Rav Nachman, they ask that from the Lashon of the Gemara Dimashim, Mikan the Ksuba D'Rabbanon, Vana Nihigin Lichtov V'Ksuba, Kesav Zuz D'Chaz L'Chim Adai Raisa. So it's mashma from the Lashon of the Gemara that Tei Chacham Tikkunim L'Nos Yisrael. That Ksuv is Derabbanon, because it's Chachamim, and this is Shver, because that's not, that doesn't shtim, that doesn't dovetail with, that's not consistent with our minog, to write in a Ksuba, Kesef Zuzi Masayim D'Chazel L'Chi Midoi Raisa. That it says in the Ksuba that the 200 Zuz are Midoi Raisa. So why does the Gemara seem to say it's Derabbanon? How does that fit with our minog? And look there in Tosfos that Tosfos concludes that we don't paskin like this member of Rav Nachman that Ksubas Derabbanan, we paskin like Ksubas Daraisa, like Rav Ashi, who said that a person is not believed to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, and we don't say Chazak Einan Terech Besuda Mafsida. Because Ksuba is really Daraisa. But v'hu neged, frekt des shmeitze, v'hu neged psak di don, des fir lang subedai reisa. And yet, v'kaim alon nami don repesach pesuach neemon. We paskin subedai reisa, but we also paskin that, and that's like our minug, to write chazi l'chimedai reisa. And yet, we paskin like Rav Nachman that omer pesach pesuach matzasi neemon. And yet he still believed, even though subedai reisa, he still believed to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. How does that fit? We said he only believed to say Pesach Matzasi if it's the Rabbana. And we have a Chazak Eino Trach Pesuch Mafsida, but it's Mashim with Doraisa, Ksuba. We don't believe him. But we pass in both ways. We try to. We want to have our cake and eat it too. On one hand, we say that Ksuba is Doraisa. On the other hand, we say he's believed to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi to be Mafsir Ksuba. Wait a second, it doesn't work together. You only believe to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi if the whole if Ksuba is the Rabbanan. If it's the Daraisa, you shouldn't be believed. But no, we pass in both. We pass in the Daraisa, Eben Ezer Simasam of Avai and Simasin for Sifov. And yet we pass in like Rav Nachman that Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman. So the Shmaitzer does is first he answers the Kasha of the Ramban, and then afterwards he answers the Kasha of Tosfos. So Mr. Shem, I just wanted to have one short shiur and do the kashas, and then afterwards in the next shiur, Mr. Shem Bli Neder, we will get to the Teirutz Mishra Vizochem, Mr. Shem, Lilmod with the Lamed Lishma Velasa, so the Kaim is called every Salmatura Sabiahava. Amen, be amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.